This is MSO News Sports, and our baseball insider, Andy Carboni, is joining us. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Bill.
All right, Andy. So I think we're really into the hot stove league here, because I understand up in New Hampshire today they had snow and a wintry mix and all of that stuff. So although we won't put the snowy baseball on the thing here, we'll keep the summer baseball out there at least for a while till the snow hits our area. But let's begin. A week ago, when we last talked, the Red Sox were announcing a new, if you will, head of baseball operations. So let's go back there and take off some Red Sox stories here.
Well, they certainly did. Yes, the hot stove season is fired up and ready to go right now. Craig Breslow is the new chief of baseball operations. At the press conference last Thursday, Breslow said he knows what it takes to win in Boston, and the Red Sox fans deserve quality and consistency. Breslow added, major needs to the team in 2024 include two top-line starting pitchers, a right-handed hitting outfielder, and solidifying second base. Breslow is a 13-year Major League veteran who was on the pitching staff when the Sox won the World Series back in 2013.
You know, Andy, I don't know whether this guy can do it or not, but at least he has walked the walk as a Major League Baseball player, and maybe that means something. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to see. Chris Young of the Rangers was a pitcher back in the day, and he just led his team to the World Series championship, so maybe we're going to start seeing former players be head of baseball ops now instead of just being managers and coaches.
All right, we've stumbled on something here, Andy. We'll pass it on to the world here in this podcast. All right. So on we go. What other Red Sox news notes do you have for us here?
Well, a couple notes with the roster already. DH Justin Turner declined his player option with the Sox. He's now a free agent. And the Red Sox declined their $11 million option on pitcher Corey Kluber. So he is now a free agent.
So all they've done is gotten rid of players here. Okay.
Yeah, no one's come in. We've got a couple going out. So.
All right. That seems like a formula, a mixed successful formula. Who knows? All right. Anything else at all on the Sox at all? Or where?
Yes, first baseman Tristan Casas, one of three candidates, the American League Rook of the Year Award, along with Orioles infielder Gunnar Henderson and Guardians pitcher Tanner Bibee. The winner is going to be announced on Monday. And third baseman Rafael Devers and DH Justin Turner were named finalists for the All-MLB team. That team's going to be announced on November 19th. Now, the All-MLB team is something new to me. I guess it's been around for a couple of years now, but just another award to hand out, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking the exact same thing, Andy, the All-NLB team. And of course, things can fly right past me, but not you. Not you. Okay. That's good to hear. All right, Andy, let's go to all of the big Major League Baseball news and the notes from around. Probably some post-World Series information to share with us.
Yes, the World Series this year was the least watched in recorded history. 9.11 million viewers. That's 23% decline from last year's series between the Astros and Phillies. The Rangers series-ending game win in Game 5 averaged 11.48 million viewers on Fox.
They probably have to go back to like 1949 when they had the 3-inch screen TV and the 3-foot case that it was in, to and black and white and very blurry, to go back to those numbers. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows?
Yes, it's but certainly not a good sign that the viewership is down. Either way you cut it.
No, and thank goodness they put the those rules in place to speed the game up this year and last year. Yeah. Okay.
That's, how much has really that helped?
Well, I don't know. I think it does help, but anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on, and let's drop my snarky comments and continue on here.
Well, the award season officially got underway with the 2023 Gold Glover winners announced on Sunday. Shortstop Anthony Volpe became the first Yankee rookie to win the award. One of 13 players to win the award for the first time, including fellow rookies Brenton Doyle of the Rockies, Gabriel Moreno of the Diamondbacks, Blue Jays center fielder Kevin Kiermaier, and teammate third baseman Matt Chapman each brought home the award for the fourth time in their career, while the Rangers and Cubs overall each had a league-leading three winners. Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. has been honored by his peers as being voted as Player of the Year in the National League's Outstanding Player in Major League Baseball Association's annual Player Choice Awards. Acuna becomes the first player in MLB history with 40 home runs and 70 stolen bases in a season. Angels DH and pitcher Shohei Ohtani was voted as the American League's outstanding player.
You know, Andy, everybody's getting an award now.
Yes, trophies for everybody. That's for sure.
Yeah, it used to be. You know, it used to be there was Gold Glove team, I guess, right, years ago, and MVP, and I don't know, that was about it. Cy Young, that would be it, yeah.
Yeah, MVP, Cy Young, Gold Gloves, and that was, it goes layers upon layers more.
All right, and the All-Baseball Podcast team in New England. All right, and what else do we have, Andy?
Yes, we take home that trophy every year. So back on Monday, it was a big day for managerial shakeups. The Cubs fired former Red Sox catcher David Ross, and they hired former Brewers manager Craig Counsell to a record-setting five-year, $40 million contract. The post Terry Francona era is officially ended in Cleveland. The Guardians named Stephen Vogt as their newest manager. Next skipper of the Mets was chosen, former Yankees bench coach Carlos Mendoza. And finally on Monday, the Diamondbacks rewarded manager Torey Lovello with a two-year contract extension following their appearance in the World Series. Lovello now signed up through the 2026 season. Then yesterday, the Angels named Ron Washington as their manager. Washington managed the Rangers from 2007 to 2014, leading them to the World Series in 2010 and 2011. From 2017 until this past season, he served as the Braves' third base coach. Washington now becomes the oldest manager in Major League Baseball. He's 71 years old, and he's the Angels' fifth manager in the last 7 years.
All right. Now, you also have some new baseball front office hirings as well, right?
Yes, there was one other out there other than the Red Sox. The Marlins have found their new head of baseball ops, former Rays general manager Peter Bendix. He replaces Kim Ng, who declined her mutual option to return to the team because the Marlins plan to hire a president of baseball operations above her.
All right.
I'm going to take my talent elsewhere. If you don't want me to be the key head person here, I'm going somewhere else.
Interesting, yeah. Okay. All right, and I think you still have more for us, right?
Oh, there's a little more. As Phillies president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, said yesterday, gee, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Two-time MVP Bryce Harper will make a permanent switch to first base next year. Harper did play first base this year. He spent his whole career before this as an outfielder before undergoing Tommy John surgery last year. And there were a couple, there was a signing of note. Dodgers third baseman Max Muncy got a two-year deal worth $24 million. That includes a $10 million club option for 2026. Muncy returns to the Dodgers after matching a career high with 36 home runs, and they got a career best 105 RBI last season. And then one of Major League Baseball's best power hitters recently, Nelson Cruz, announced his retirement last week. The 43-year-old released by the Padres in July, four-time Silver Slugger and seven-time All-Star, finishes up with a career 274 average, 464 home runs, and 1,325 RBI. Cruz made his Major League debut with the Brewers back in 2005, also spent time with the Rangers, Orioles, Mariners, Twins, Rays, and Nationals.
Ooh, wow. So Cruz, though, could go to Saudi Arabia and play, right? Is that where that league was?
That league with Bartolo Colon. Yeah, if he wanted to, he could. But he did say, I didn't add this note when I just said this, but he's going to play in the Winter League down in Dominican Republic this winter as a goodbye to the fans.
So
a little going away tour.
So folks, this guy Andy Carboni does edit stuff out of these reports. That's good to know. All right, or is it? I don't know.
I forgot to put it in. How's that?
There you go. Fine. All right, Andy. So we don't really have any hints from this guy Breslow as to what his he's told us what he wants to do, but easier said than done getting two frontline starting pitchers, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough call. There are a couple things that leak out the other day. The Red Sox might have some interest in the Rangers free agent pitcher Jordan Montgomery, as well as pitcher Marcus Stroman of the Cubs. And there's a connection with the Cubs, obviously, with Breslow. That's where he came from and from their front office. So those are a couple potential names early on that are kind of lighting up things. But, again, nothing really, really serious right now, just a couple names thrown out in the air.
Well, as long as he doesn't plan a scouting trip over to Saudi Arabia, you know, I think maybe he's on the right track.
Yeah, hopefully he's not looking at Bartolo Colon to come back and be our number one starter.
There you go. All right, Andy, we'll let you go on that, and stay warm. Get the snow shovels out. Here we go, and we'll be talking again soon.
All right, Bill, sounds good.
Andy Carboni, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider here on MSONewsSports.com.